This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour 4, G-Bag Nation. It's the fourth and final hour. Rangers pregame's coming up at 6 o'clock. They're in Tampa. Kamar Rocker is back at On the Hill. Adolis Garcia is back in the lineup. Hoping for good stuff tonight. 6:35 first pitch here on your home of the Rangers. Here's the Chief. Friendly reminder, can't wait. Tomorrow, G-Bag Nation will be broadcasting live from Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite, 3916 I-30 Frontage Road. Full-blown Tolo Bash. And you can come by and pick up a one-of-a-kind G-Bag Nation tumbler. There will be bounce houses for the kids, bounce food houses, trucks, local vendors. It's going to be a big-time party, 2 to 6 with the G-Bag Nation. Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite. Corey Majors will be making an appearance.
Corey Majors?
Bobby Belt will be making an appearance. It's going to be a good time. Looking forward to it. Maybe we do a live segment from the bounce house.
Huh? Let's do it.
What do you think?
It's a home game for me.
Yeah,
we might be able to get a mic cord to the house.
Seriously, bro.
Back patio.
I'm jealous of that. But looking forward to being in Mesquite tomorrow. Tolbert Garage Door, absolutely incredible. The food trucks. I mean, how freaking fired up are you guys? The idea. I love food trucks because there's that mystery where you're just like, what? What are the options going to be here? I love taking, like, you get a full entree, but that you just took pieces from four different food trucks, and all of a sudden you just got an unbelievable meal sitting right in front of you.
Yes.
Dabbling with sort of the tour de Mesquite food trucks.
What would be your favorite type of food truck?
There's something about, I just immediately, I go, boom, quesadillas. Like, I don't know.
I was thinking tacos.
Yeah, see, something relatively easy. We're not doing rocket science, but you know they're going to be dialed.
You know me, I'm an egg roll guy.
I think pizza, food truck. Pizza's usually good, but your brats.
The brats?
Yeah, if you see me, brat me tomorrow.
Absolutely.
I was always a fan of the lobster roll.
Yeah, fancy see, pants.
Right out of the truck, huh?
There's the famous Maine lobster food truck. Yeah. I've never actually...
The one thing that Garrett actually did when we were all working together at the Cowboys was he would bring these food trucks in to the... to the complex there out in Oxnard, and there was always a lobster roll truck, and it was like by far the most popular one of everybody out there. But it's food trucks are great. I tell you, a lot of big time dishes come out of those things. I mean, people, you'd be surprised the number of folks that work in those that are like professionally trained, went to school and was wearing chef coats and stuff like that and working in big-time restaurants and just said, oh, the hell with it.
I mean, there's low overhead. You have a chance to, get your business going without having to buy a restaurant.
Yeah, anything you could put a little paper container, food, that's the best.
That's the best.
All right, speaking of the best, we have the finals, Stanley Cup, NBA. We have a gambler. Let's go ahead and help him out here. What would we do? What would you do? How would you handle this? It's a good problem to have.
Florida's the best hockey team.
5-pick parlay. He got Dodgers winning it all. Ding. Mm. Liberty winning it all. Ding. Eagles. He's got all three of those nailed.
Mm.
Now he's got Oilers and Thunder as well.
Oof.
Oilers and Thunder. He could cash out. He bet $13. It's like plus $2 million, the actual odds. And... He could win $270K
If he just rides it out. Both these click.
You try and buy him out now?
You could buy him out now for $92,000.
And he has OKC, Florida?
He's got OKC and Edmonton.
Take it.
Now, Edmonton is the favorite in the series.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind, surprising. Even though we all feel like Florida's kind of the wagon.
I'm going to do the math. I'm going to get bought out in hockey, but I'm staying in the NBA. So I'm going to try to get that payday at around 150, 170.
I think he just lets this ride.
That's the best play. Because I think we all feel great about the Thunder winning the NBA Finals. As much as we're rooting for Rick. Yeah. As much as we're rooting for Rick. Even though I think Walchuk actually might have taken... Did you?
I did. I picked the Pacers.
He picked the Pacers on our BetMGM show. Walchuk's been bold this week.
Good content.
He had that fence riding situation, but that was a second.
That Walchuk. Was very surprising.
Really
that was very surprising.
There was no fence riding.
Maybe there was no fence riding at all.
I was like hopping over the fence. You know, it's like it got stuck for a second. You know, one of those like, oh, gosh.
Then he tumbled.
Lack of athleticism. We just got stuck on the fence. Then we just plopped over to the other side.
But by and large, it's been a week of bold bully, which is to be appreciated.
You know what it is? I think that...
These 2 days.
I've been picking against OKC basically the last two rounds.
Yeah.
Heard that.
Well, 3 days because Sunday was the BetMGM. He's going crotch first.
You're right.
This is a 3 day heater. Sorry?
When's that show on?
Sundays, 3 to 7, baby.
Gotta work Sundays.
Okay.
I should try and earn a good living here.
I know you are, bro. You're doing a great job.
Just trying our best.
Yeah.
Feed the family.
Gotta feed them.
Feed the family.
Working Sundays, you probably want a day off Monday.
Hell, I know what it's like to work Sundays. I've worked with you guys for 9 hours on a Sunday.
5 day work week here, guys.
Well, there is no day off when you're on dad duty.
You guys split it in half on Sundays.
What do you mean?
During football season.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah.
So we can each eat a little bit. Yeah. I want his family to eat. He wants my family to eat.
I think one of you should just take it over.
That's fine.
No.
All right, so what are we doing? Like, give this guy the advice.
I'm exhausted.
What?
Yeah, I want nothing to do with Florida after hearing that CBS Sports Minute and then brought us.
Yeah, I think I'm cashing out at the 92 unless they give me the plan that you had.
Let's negotiate.
We'll keep the Thunder in there. Buy me out of the Oilers right now.
But I mean, seriously, after I thought about that, I'm taking the 90, you know, because
I'm taking the 90.
90 is so much from $13.
I don't trust the hockey. I just don't trust the hockey.
Yeah.
I could go either way.
Tough to trust, man. Really is.
I mean, you got about an 80% chance of being right in the NBA and maybe a 45% chance in hockey.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
Well, you got a 100% chance if you just cash out, $92,000.
Yeah.
I'll take that. All right, sounds of the sports day. We start with Tom Brady, who inexplicably sat down with David Beckham and Tom Cruise. Don't ask me why. 15 minutes, you can soak it in, but this was the best part. Tom Brady talking about his final game in New York, taking on the Jets as a Patriot. And he couldn't believe what was being yelled at him from the tunnel.
Actually, my last season, the Patriots were playing at the Jets in the Meadowlands. And I'm standing in the tunnel before the game, and this kid's yelling down at me, "You bleepity bleep bleep." And I looked up at this kid, and I said, "How old are you?" He goes, 11. I go, "Where are your parents?"
11-year-old Jets fan, parents? Just bleepity bleeping them. That's par for the course.
They were members of that, Georgia football team that's about to win their fifth national championship. Didn't we do a story about that yesterday? About the cussing kids?
We did. Yep.
Yeah.
God, you guys look at me like I don't, I'm not part of the
Welcome
show.
To my world, bro.
My God.
Welcome to my world.
Lucius, it's not just you, Lucius. We do it to everybody.
I can't take it personal.
Lucius, I'm just telling you right now, there were three just completely blank stares.
Definitely jumped like in. Lucius did it yesterday for LA Live, but choose to not listen.
Yeah, because we were from Georgia to New York. That was the disconnect.
I'm just talking about that the kids were getting cussed out. The little kids were cussing. They were 11 years old. That was a story we did.
We had a whole conversation about it.
Coach Larry O.
Yep. Not like 5 days ago or a week ago. That story was happening yesterday.
In Georgia.
And Coach Batman, right?
Yeah, Coach Batman.
Coach Batman.
Okay.
I think the thing here that might be missed, though, and that's a good clarification, Brian, is that the Jets fans are actually the only fan base that could hold the Eagles jock when it comes to classless behavior. They just don't get noticed as much. I mean, they're within like a 30-minute drive of each other. They're basically the same people.
Though. They stink, their team's bad, and they're like the little brother to the Giants.
I am so glad you said that,
right on,
Mr. Dawson, because I would like to take you to the program that is known as Cold as Balls.
Phenomenal show.
Who hosts it?
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart.
Bird turd fan.
He's an Eagle fan.
Oh, he is. He's a little Eagle fan.
He had a New York Giant, Kayvon Thibodeau, in the other Cold as Balls tub, and they were going back and forth. Kevin Hart, amidst the conversation, told him how bad of grades he got growing up. He had like a 2.0 grade or 2.2 grade point average.
Not
and
bad.
So at some point, Thibodeau
serviceable
says this to Kevin Hart.
Is it true that Eagles fans are actually like not smart? Not like no bullshit. Like I know you're one of them, so I get it. Like 2.2, I get it.
Wait.
There are like statistics that you guys are like literally.
I mean, can I just say I told you the whole 2.2 thing in confidence.
No, I respect it. No.
I know, but I'm planning on editing that out. Is what I'm saying.
Oh, I feel you.
Okay, so I say all that to say, imagine how Eagles fans are going to treat Kayvon Thibodeau when he gets to Lincoln Financial Field this year. Okay, you just got a little taste of what the 11-year-old Jets fans doing. Yeah. Once this hits the bird turds, once they get done with their poop lunch, and they
I'm not
the
taking
paper,
that helmet off when I come back to the sideline if I'm Thibodeau.
That could be tough sledding out there. Yep. Really could be. Okay, we were talking about the NBA Finals there for a second. I would like to take you to ESPN. Where they are giving basketball analysis. Perhaps the month of June is rubbing off on the sports analysts a little bit too much.
Analyst.
Jay Williams, what do you think about Lu Dort versus Tyrese Haliburton?
Lu Dort is going to be in his ass.
Oh,
he's going to be in him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. See, I mean, that's on first take.
That's aggressive.
I mean, that's
was that the Georgia coaches again?
That's the hard hitting sports analysis.
For your pride.
They didn't say to eat it.
My gosh. Yeah, that's what you're getting right
Lu
there.
Lu Dort is going to be in his ass. He's going to be in him.
He stood on business on that last part. Now he's going to be in him, bro.
This is not a metaphor. Okay, do you understand what I'm getting at?
Didn't he pull the corner? Yeah. Wouldn't Chad Johnson and that other Fred Smoot, wasn't that the Fred Smoot line?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did get that over to Lucius. Did you end up pulling that at any point?
No, I don't think so.
Smoot versus Ocho?
No.
Okay, but it does exist,
being
right? Being
in some draws.
It can, yeah. You can confirm it
I
exists.
I do have it. I haven't pulled it.
I look forward to that. I also I also just want to throw out there, AEO, that
Lu Dort is going to be in his ass.
Sorry.
It might not be something that is uncomfortable for Haliburton, but that's neither here nor there.
What is here is that Haliburton is going to make quick decisions and pass over the top. I think Lu Dorton's a problem if you want to beat up the basketball for 20 seconds and then try to chuck one. But I think Hallie's going to go boom, boom, I'm gone. I'm not going to stand here and let you try to lock me down and beat me up.
I like that. Haliburton's not really just trying to just dribble the ball out and go ISO on you.
Right.
He's ready to hot potato this thing. He's going for the assist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I am looking forward to these finals. Now, let's go ahead. Man, there's so many different clips here. I have a great Reggie White story. I'm going to save it for tomorrow. Throwback Thursday football clip of the day. That's going to be tomorrow. But let's go ahead and play the sound from Mario Chalmers. Now, I want to give you the context of this because this is a story about when he was teammates with LeBron in Miami and the extent and the lengths that LeBron goes to keep his body in great condition. But this is also on the heels of Rick Bucher. And I didn't pull the sound because I don't know how I feel about it. But Rick Bucher's talking about how people around the league in the NBA, coaches and players alike, are like, LeBron, PEDs, you kidding me? Of course he is.
Gotta be on him.
You know?
Sure.
But this is Mario Chalmers talking about being teammates with LeBron. They used to party it up in Miami. They're at the club, but LeBron is still getting his treatment.
I tell people this all the time. Brown would really get treatment if he was in the club. Like, he would literally have something on his knees or something on his back inside the club. So it's like, once somebody's doing that, like, that's a real dedication to just be in the club with treatment. Just
this man, hold on. Real, this man got ice bags on his knees. He got ice bags on his back.
Not ice bags. It'd be like the stem machine where it's like shooting electrolyte or electricity in your knees and stuff like that. Just hamstrings, like lower back. Like, he always got something that's recovering, making his body recover.
Damn.
So that's the thing. It's like, once you see that, like, that's a different type of dedication. Like, I'm not, I had to take my hat off to that one.
Wow.
There's Chalmers with Club Shay Shay, I believe, or Nightcap, something with Shannon Sharp. Definitely not First Take, but one of his many programs. That's pretty ridiculous. I just love the idea that I still, as much as, like, I still got to go to the club. I still got to be in the midst,
you but my
also,
guys.
Yeah, this is just team bonding. So yeah. But yeah, I'm gonna have
that's Kobe. Yes,
I'm gonna have the STEM machine
brotherhood.
yeah, dude, the STEM machine. You get some of those liquid IVs. Maybe get an IV. You're putting the toxins in. You're flushing the toxins out. Like this whole deal. We can basically be like Marty Turco, partying our balls off every game night and
flushing.
Be back in the mix, no problem. I'll play till I'm 40.
I love it. Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
There it is, your Sounds of the Sports Day at 5 o'clock here in the G-Bag Nation, 105 through the Fan. Now, G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 5:30. We'll be at Tolbert Garage Door tomorrow. Hope to see you there. Going around the bases next, Wolchuk. We're going to get caught up on baseball. How's it looking?
Yeah, we got a Cody Bradford update. We'll tell you more about that.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. Next.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag of the Day coming up in 7.5 minutes. It's time to hit the expressway brought to you by the on-time experts. Yeah, G-Bag of the Day, then LA Live, then Rangers pregame coming up at 6. Here's Wolchuk with your proper round trip.
All right, so Kamar Rocker is back. He is starting. They activated him earlier today. He was pretty darn good in his rehab starts. The most recent one, he retired the first 12 hitters he faced against in Round Rock on Thursday. So hopefully he's able to come out, look really, really good tonight against the Rays. Rangers need it. They have not been a good team on the road this year. The road woes are starting to be a little bit concerning, so it'd be nice to snap that schneid. They're 9-19 in road games. The only other team in the American League that has a worse road record is the White Sox. They're 6-26. So if you want to go ahead and flip this thing and get back into the hunt for the division, you got to start playing better ball on the road. That could start tonight. Adolis Garcia back in the lineup playing right field. And hopefully Dolly can carry over the positive momentum he had last night when he pinch hit in the seventh, hit a single, hard hit in the ninth. Let's get the bats going.
When you're pressing, what you need is time off and perspective to give yourself a shot, and I imagine that's exactly what he got, and that's what we saw last night. All reports are that he was up there being patient and doing the things that they're looking for. I'm excited about Adolis' return and Kamar Rocker. I mean, we cannot forget September and how great that was. Good. And the expectations of him were much higher compared to Leiter coming into spring. So, you know, hopefully he stays healthy. I think that's my biggest Kamar Rocker concern long-term right now. And then, you know, the location. And hopefully he can stay healthy long enough to be consistent.
Absolutely. Now, the other Rangers arm that they're hoping to get back soon is Cody Bradford. And he is ready to up the intensity and frequency when it comes to throwing breaking balls, writes Evan Grant. He threw about 6 or 7 breaking balls in an up-and-down bullpen session, which is a simulation. He got 2 innings of work on Saturday. So today in Tampa, he's expected to both increase the effort on the breaking ball and the number of throws. So he continues to ramp up his possible return. When we talked with CY, he was maybe the end of June. The hope is you could get Cody Bradford back, and that would be a huge jolt. I mean, as many arms as you're able to get back healthy, then you could look at if you wanted to, hey, go ahead and trade an arm for a bat. Maybe we can have more of those conversations. Cody Bradford's huge for that.
Bradford can be your third starter, Leiter 4, Corbin 5. I mean, this is going to free up the possibilities if you do want to consider trading Tyler Mahle and John Gray. And then, I mean, Kamar Rocker's got to bounce back. They're hitting .455 off his four-seamer right now. Wolchuk, it's just incredible. Like, that thing is going to progress to the mean.
Big win for the Rockies, guys. We talked about this during crosstalk, but they beat the Marlins.
Sweep. It's
their first 3-game sweep since May of 2024. Over a full calendar
over the Rangers.
Year. Since they had a full
remember
sweep.
That?
That was against the Milwaukee Brewers, so thank goodness you're not part of that.
Last time that the Rangers did play the Rays, they did sweep them here.
They did.
You remember that?
Yeah, the Rays hadn't gotten a victory over the Rangers for a while.
For a while, yeah.
So, I mean, the Rays historically have been very good for the Rangers outside of that one little hiccup. I think this would be a perfect turning point, but we need to see some runs tonight, or I think the depression will hit an all-time low, and I would not want to be in CY's warpath.
Speaking of Milwaukee, they've got a crazy run going on against the Reds. They've won 12 consecutive series against Cincinnati. They got a 9-1 win today in their getaway day. But if Milwaukee's playing Cincinnati, and I know Tim Collins, a big Reds fan in the building, that's not good. That's rough right there. So, hey, if you're a betting person, Brewers, Reds, you see that on the calendar, just bet the Brew Crew.
For the series.
Probably going to win. Yeah, for the series, absolutely. Okay, there was some interesting headlines that I read earlier today, and we go to the Green Light podcast with Chris Long. He had on Saquon Barkley, and we did the top 10 best athletes that retired in their prime. Could we have another one, potentially? Here was Barkley as Chris Long asked him about retirement.
Or do you imagine yourself as one of these guys that wants to do it until the wheels fall off?
That's a great question. I'll probably be one of those guys that it would be out of nowhere. Like, I'll probably just wake up one day, whether it's next year or 2 years or 4 years, like, and just be like, yeah, it's over. I don't think I will ever lose that passion. The competitive nature is always going to be there, but you know, I like probably my favorite player of all time is Barry Sanders. So probably similar to that. Maybe one day, like, it'll be out of nowhere. I'll probably be balling and just be like, yeah, call it quits.
Interesting. All of a sudden, we're going to wake up. Saquon Barkley's just going to have
sign a 2-year deal. That's it. That's what he's going to do.
Maybe he's done skiing.
He's going to play out these 2 years and go on.
I'll bet no. I think the clear end of for Saquon is hurt, not the same.
Yeah.
Team doesn't want him. That's how it usually ends. But, you know, he's talking a pretty good game there.
You don't think he goes out on a high?
Well, I mean, you also have to look at the fact that he's hit, what, $18, $20 million and has won a Super Bowl. There's not much more to accomplish. Yeah. Once his body doesn't feel right, if he's feeling like I'm no longer the star, I could see him saying, like, I'm going to get out before they start talking about me like I'm a fallen legend.
Yeah, especially at how quickly life comes at you as a running back. I mean, at 28 years old, all of a sudden, as soon as you hit 30, we kind of look at that as like, all right, once you're north of 30 as a running back, unless your name is maybe Derrick Henry, you're probably no longer going to be very good. So I can totally see Barkley, especially, yes, after just winning a Super Bowl, you're probably looking at your future and saying, how much longer do I need to go? And probably 2 years left of prime Barkley is what you'll get anyway.
Yeah, I think this is going to be, I mean, it already is sort of commonplace to some extent, but especially for that position and a guy who's achieved all of that, I still think this, even in 2 years, you're probably seeing the production, the injuries start to, I mean, production decrease, injuries increase.
Yeah. I mean, the rule of 370 is pretty consistently accurate. I don't know if he'll ever have a great year again.
He's got to break the trends, right? The curse of the Madden cover and the curse of the offensive player of the year.
It's a lot of curses, man.
It's a lot of curses. I think two curses is too much for one man to overcome. Maybe one of the curses. And then the last thing here I wanted to get to, Doris Burke. Well, you brought her up the other day, Eric, when you played the audio of her and she made the World War II joke, which I did think was kind of funny. She did the accent and everything. But Doris might be her last time calling the NBA Finals.
Really?
ESPN has not given her a deal to move
forward.
They're
getting their hands on some of that TNT talent?
Maybe. So they're going to debate what's next. One discussion is going to center around Doris Burke. Do they want to do two-person? Do they want to do a three-person team? So if you're a fan of Doris, I think Doris does do a good job.
I'll make this real easy on them. You want Breen, Jackson, and Van Gundy.
Yeah.
Hey.
I can't believe they broke that up, man.
Yeah. That's hard to believe they did that.
They nuked what was already a great product.
It was one of the best. My favorite maybe of all time was Marv Albert, Bill Walton, and Steve Snapper Jones on the call. And there have been some iconic teams over the years, and certainly our very own Kevin Harlan is one of them. Yeah. There's so many different ways they could take this, but I understand moving on from Doris Burke. You know, she's really basketball smart, you know. But I think that role calls for quite a bit.
Yeah, and quite a bit.
It does.
All right, go Thank Texas you, Wolf Tech Chuck. Tonight, wreck 'em.
Time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the Day.
Hey, Dawson, I just sent you a text, bro.
Okay.
We got a little razzle-dazzle at the end of this segment. You know what I mean?
Okay.
A little razzle-dazzle.
Uh-huh.
All right, this is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. You heard me? You see anything floating out there, it can be on another TV station, a radio show, podcast, I don't care, on the timeline. Send it to me if it's good. If it's a fight, there's a lot of fights today, by the way. Well, just one. Just one, but it was a pretty contentious day for G-Bag of the Day.
Mm-hmm.
Send it to me at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, and you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. No, it is two fights. Our first one right here, day two. Let's go to CVS. We're going to go to a CVS. A toxic argument went down. Dude was trying his best to trigger this employee. He took a minute. He disrespected his whole family before he finally found the nug of the issue.
Trouble here. Give my money back for the pills. That is the wrong pill.
This guy told me to f*** my mother.
F*** your mother and give my money back for the pills. Now you're not going to kill me. F*** your mother. Free speech. America.
Free speech. F*** your mother. America.
F*** your father. F*** you. Give my money back for my pills. So, I don't know what to do. Now, somebody better give me $35 back is what they better do. Right now. Yeah, cops are coming. F*** you. The cops are coming. Free speech, bro. Free speech, queer. Are you queer?
Oh, no.
Do you like, man? Don't talk to me like that again. Get the hell out of here. You queer.
I prayed it away 4 years ago, sir. I will have you know.
Oh, boy.
I mean, from start to finish, that is just
incredible. So good.
I do want the one punch guys who walk around hitting strangers to go find freedom of speech idiot. You know, punch those guys.
Shout out to my man, Freddie.
Yeah, cops are coming.
Freddie.
F*** you. The cops are coming. Free speech,
cops are coming. Free speech, bro. Free,
yeah, that's Fred right there.
Free speech, homie.
The cops are coming. Free speech, bro.
Yeah, that's Fred, bro. That's 100% Fred. All right, let's get into the rest of these joints. Gil's Arenas. Gil's Arena. Excuse me.
Oh, Gil's Arenas.
Gil's Arenas is a completely different program. It's on late night.
For your pride. Gil's Arena, where Gilbert Arenas calls out Big Cat. He says he's built bad and he's the reason why. Well, I just let him.
He's built bad.
This is a crash out.
Is Cat being unfairly targeted for his defense?
Targeted by the players?
Yes.
He's targeted by all offensive players.
I told you.
I mean, it's in plain. It's in
watching it.
Listen, can you just put Cat up there so we can just be educated
after all
on Cat himself? It's him. It's his physical makeup. Long legs, short torso, big ass feet. There's nothing he can do. He's built like a whole f***ing bitch. He's built like a female.
Clip that.
Am I saying something wrong? Look, he's built like a girl. Nah. He has girl hips. He's like a full WNBA player.
Nothing wrong with that.
About. I'm sure if he played in the WNBA,
look
it would be a great
f***ing
Great body.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Foul.
What? Sounds like the cold beers were flowing a little
Jeez.
Bit. He built like a whole what?
Yeah, bro. That's you got to see that man, though.
Yeah.
One thing about that, NBA circles are small. He's going to have to see that man again somewhere.
Yeah. Yep.
He sounds a bit like, what?
Might go like his dispute.
What did you say about my hips? Excuse me.
Oh, my God.
What did you say about my hips? Who's looking? You must be looking. You know, they real quick. All right, let's see what else we got. Barstool Sports. We got the podcast, The Unnamed Show. Dave Portnoy. Yeah, him and his co-host, Kirk, they have it out over this racist troll.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Boy, this is toxic right here, too.
What I'm saying is you should have him on here or somebody else like that and fight with them because then you have a conversation.
That's what this idiot wants. Are you ignoring what's going on in the world?
No,
right
I'm
now?
Not. What, Dave, what do you want to do with those guys?
You don't think it's related?
What do you want to do with those guys in the bar? Put them in jail for 50 years?
Kirk,
fine. I don't care.
I didn't say you're quite literally changing everything you say. Kirk, if you want me to kick him out, not mention it, not care that this kid is anti-Semitic, shut up. If you just want me to ignore
it. Don't tell me to shut up.
Shut the up, you bald
Okay, go ahead.
How's that?
Oh, it's kill. I'll never recover.
How's that?
Go ahead, continue. I'll never recover.
Well, you're the one who, like, oh, big boss man, don't tell. I'll tell you, you work for me.
Okay, go ahead.
You
continue.
Little bitch. You work for me.
For now.
Oh, you
continue.
Don't? For now, quit. I don't care.
Is this a show or not a show? Like, is this a show or not a show? Like, we can't have a conversation?
You're an idiot.
Okay,
continue. You're literally saying people should be allowed to make Jew jokes, say whatever they want right now. That's
yes,
what
I think
saying.
People should be allowed to make jokes.
Wolchuk thoughts?
That's he crazy. Got aggressive.
Wolchuk thoughts. That's crazy, bro. That's nuts.
Prefer we did.
Yeah.
What's that?
Prefer we did.
Yeah. I think that's a point Dave was making.
Man, talked to him kind of crazy, though, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, he got. Wow. He got like
he,
super.
He is, his show is like that, though.
Yeah.
He's so combative with everybody. He really doesn't have any teammates. That like him. There's people that go, they had this big thing about the golf tournament. They had this golf thing that they're going to put on. And nobody wants him to play because he's just so combative.
He just told his podcast host that.
Yeah.
That'll save me $500,000.
Maybe you want to apply.
You can talk to me crazy, bro.
Yeah.
You can 100% talk to me crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how I'd feel about that because I know Dave is trying to generate the explosive moment for social virality.
He's good at that.
So I'm kind of trying to stand in there and go tit for tat and hold my own and not be disrespected. Once you're disrespecting me, it's $500,000. Whew, that's tough. You know, I imagine the guy's got options, though. But as a talk
it ain't
show,
$500,000.
That's probably, it's a pay cut.
$500,000 to much, co-host.
Yeah.
What?
Hey, it probably worked out. We're playing the clip, so maybe people now know who he was that didn't before.
Well, was it Whitney, the hockey player, the former?
Yeah, he also was saying, like, Dave, you love just making fun of your coworkers.
Right.
Or your employees, technically, since he is the boss. Like, he just wakes up in the morning and he wants to just crap on his employees. Yeah. Maybe that's a bit.
Everybody's got their line, though. Portnoy's been known as a guy that, like, hey, freedom of speech, I'm making jokes.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their line where it's like, no, I don't think we should cross that one.
Yep, everybody's got it. Let's see how much time we got. Let's do one more. This is really cool. You know, they're hacking, like, the drive-thru systems now.
Ooh.
They're getting on that frequency that the drive-thru guy is on.
Oh, no.
And they're, like, messing up the orders, jumping in there and whatnot. Amazing.
Sounds like the evolution of a prank call.
Come on, dog. This is amazing.
Welcome to McDonald's. What you want?
First of all, welcome to McDonald's. What you want?
What you want?
First of all.
What do you want?
I want a Whopper.
Welcome to McDonald's. What you want?
No, I'm sorry. Can't put
the
first window.
I could take your order right here.
Excuse me, I can't hear.
Hold up, front. No, I could take your order. I could take your order.
Okay, so
you cannot take the order.
Yes, the I can take the order. I can take the order if I want to take the order.
What's going on, guys?
She's new.
I'm
she's new.
The police department said you want to play on a headset.
She's new. Okay.
She's new.
What can I get for you?
We're going to give you
your order. That's crazy.
That's awesome.
So is this a series? Are they going around? Can we... Man, I've seen
like two videos. I don't know what's going on with it.
This is genius, dude. Yeah, I hope they keep this up. I want to see it on my algo. When I was working at the Fan in Portland,
man,
we had six radio stations in the building. We were all lined up like on the same hallway.
Yeah.
And our boards were kind of wired together, and you could dial up different boards.
Yes.
And listen to different stuff. Yeah. Well, I figured out if I hit two buttons at the same time, I would bleed into their signal simultaneously. So I'm doing bits with them. I'm over here like bored out of my mind doing those 2020 sports updates back in the old days of sports radio where there was a news flash every 20 minutes. Yeah. And for like 18 minutes, dude, I'm just trolling them, playing sound bites. They're like, they're getting the engineers on it.
What's going on in here?
Somebody keeps
cutting into our feet.
Whose pod is up? I've got everything on here. What's going on?
Yeah, are we being haunted? It was great. I loved the show, too. I never told them. I never told them. They're still wondering to this day.
Yeah, that's good trolling right there, bro. Especially never telling, that's a good troll, right?
It was awesome.
That's hilarious.
All right, that's it, bro.
I thought I was going to get in trouble, so I just stopped doing it. Is it our toxic pill popper? Is it Gil's Arena talking about Cat being built like a woman? Is it Barstool Sports, the unnamed show there with Dave fighting his worker, his employee, I guess, and the McDonald's drive-thru prank? A lot of good options here. I'm going to go McDonald's, actually, Chief. How about you?
I'm going to go with the champ.
All right, Lucius.
Champ is here.
Bully.
Yeah, I'll go with the champ.
Gills.
By a score of 3-1-1. And still, your G-bag of the day champion. It's our toxic pill popper who struck quite a nerve there at the end. Okay, it's time now to
stay. Somebody going
to
give me my $35. That's what I do know.
The pimp cup. Here's Lucius with LA Live.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. Yeah. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Why he get me this? Tyler.
Happy gay man, because you know you gay and stuff.
Okay, thank you.
He got your Tyler. Gay balloon because it's got all the colors because it's gay.
Okay.
And I got Skittles because it got a rainbow on it.
Okay.
And I got your cookie cake. It's like, be who you are for your pride.
There it is.
It's Butt Naked Wednesday.
Yeah. Yes. For your pride. This is LA Live for Wednesday, June 4th, 2025. It is a Butt Naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Shout out to Miss Badu. I too was born underwater. And peace to the gods. Happy Pride Month, too, by the way. Happy Pride Month for your pride. LGBT qua. And happy Men's Health Month, too, by the way. It is Men's Health Month. So let's get all of that stuff taken care of. Men's. I'm going to try to get my doctor's appointments in there. Get poked and prodded.
Yeah.
Make sure all the pipes and holes and everything are working fine.
Get your numbers checked.
Get all of that stuff, man. I got the DOMS right now, fam. I got the DOMS.
The DOMS.
Yeah. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Rodas!
Sir!
That Facebook Marketplace, I'm telling you this right now. If you see something on there, you got to act fast.
Is it just like, it doesn't stay up for more than...
It does not stay up.
More than 30 minutes?
If it's awesome, it does not stay up, bro.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that right now. All right.
I feel like people are flipping on there.
It goes.
Is that what's going on?
It's going fast, man.
Like if you put some up there for free, you're not hooking up a friend. You're contributing to somebody's stock.
Hey,
that's what I figured out.
I just know it goes too damn fast. I like it. And I look up and it says sold. I have my eyes on this 2002 Volvo S60. Yeah. I wanted to flip it out. I was like, I'm gonna put some BBSs on it. Yeah. Da, 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 da. Look back up. That thing is gone, man. $1,800. That was.
Oh, wow.
I missed it, bro.
Those Volvos are old ones. Are good, by the way.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yes, they are, and they got the steel little situations.
They do.
In them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Speaking of pride, we're off to a wild start here in Pride Month. Dez Bryant was not feeling the NFL's Pride Month initiative.
He was not.
The NFL is gay.
NFL is gay. Yeah. It's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen in my life.
Said football is for everyone is the initiative. Football is gay. Football is lesbian. Football is beautiful. Football is queer. Football is transgendered. And football is for everyone.
Football is life.
Thanks, Tush Push.
Football is life.
And, yeah, Dez is not feeling that right there. But I have to tell Dez myself, man, I've seen the Dallas Diamonds play. And I'll tell you what, football is very lesbian. Football is very gay. I'm telling you this.
Very apple backsided, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Just letting you know. Also, Pride Month, did you see that the U.S. Navy is going to take... Hold on.
Feel like I want to kill the Prime Minister of Malaysia all of a sudden.
Yeah, good job. Yeah, the U.S. Navy is going to take Harvey Milk's ship away from him.
Oh, no. What do you do?
They're going to take Harvey Milk's ship away. It was an oil tanker, by the way. I don't know if there's any jokes or whatnot, but...
No.
Yeah, it's the USNS Harvey Milk. It was christened in 2021. Damn, he just got that thing.
It's a good run.
And they're going to rename it already. You guys familiar with Harvey Milk, everybody?
Yeah, the movie Milk.
Yes, great movie. Sean Penn.
Don't know who Harvey Milk is.
That's definitely a gay movie, right?
Very gay.
Definitely a gay. For your pride. Yeah, Harvey Milk was one of the nation's first openly gay elected officials in San Fran. My man was shot by a hater at work. In the office of City Hall, San Francisco.
And they took
City
his
Hall.
Bow from him? Man, yeah. He's having a bad week.
And they took his bow from him, bro. Boy, your pride is tough out here. All right.
Wait, why'd they take it?
Because it's gay.
Did they not know he was gay when they gave him the boat? And yeah. Now they realize retroactively, oh, wait, it's now a gay boat? We can't have gay boats in the Navy, can we?
Navy's never beaten the charges, I tell you what.
No.
Never beaten it.
I mean, it's just too inviting, I think, for a man that swings that way. Tell me I can go out here on this boat with about 20,000 dudes for the next 8 months?
Come on, man.
And you're going to pay me?
Come on, bro. Chill out.
Sorry.
Chill out, dog.
Sorry.
Chill out.
I'm going to have to research this Harvey Milk guy.
Chill out.
There's no way they just said, hey, you're gay, we're taking your boat.
Taking
he had
your
to
boat.
Have done something.
He didn't do anything. He's
super
dead.
Gay.
No. He's dead, bro. He didn't do anything. He's just gay. He's
they have to have found something else about Harvey Milk more than just he's gay.
You would hope so.
This boat delivers fuel to other Navy ships. That's what it does.
Okay.
It's like an oil. It's like a tanker.
A little tanker.
It's a tanker.
Yeah,
he served. He
drops off some little oil.
But Harvey Milk served in the Navy.
Yeah, he sure did. Four years.
1950.
And then he got found out for being gay, and they kicked him out.
Got the Presidential Medal of Freedom, 2009.
They kicked him out for being gay. Speaking of being gay, Bobby Lee, comedian Bobby Lee.
Oh yeah.
His parents did not want him to be gay at all.
When I was a kid, right, my parents were like very like. Kind of racist and homophobic.
Mm-hmm.
My dad would say simple things like, if you're gay, I kill you, everybody, your gay friend, everybody. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he would look at me, you know, everybody gay, you gay, everybody die. Everybody die, right?
And, wait, was he worried about you being gay?
Yeah.
Why was he worried?
Gen X kid there.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, Bobby.
Okay, I'm seeing some Harvey Milk things.
Are you?
It seems like the gayness translated into I like young boys. Seems like we might have predator situation.
Are they putting that on that dead body?
It seems
they
as though
that dead body
there
on
was
that,
a molesting of 16-year-old boys. One may have killed himself. Oh. One of his victims.
They didn't know that before they named the boat after him?
Yeah. For years.
Yeah.
During the movie, they didn't let us know. All right, anyway, got a question for the Tolos right here. What is some propaganda you're not falling for out here, y'all?
I just heard about Harvey Milk only having his boat taken away because simply he was gay. There wasn't anything more than he was just gay. That's all it was. I think there might be more to the story than just Harvey Milk was gay, so he took his boat. That's the first one.
Looking for it. I'm looking for it. I got a Tolo that says, crime doesn't pay.
Oh,
that's some crime propaganda they're not falling for.
Lucius, what type you got on that sheet you're reading from?
It's pretty big, isn't it?
I can see it from here.
Yeah. Well, I got Pride Month right there. For your pride.
That would be, it's like the eye doctor. Oh, that's an E, an O.
Yeah, and I got reading glasses on, and it's still big, bro. I cannot see, fam. I cannot. What's
Prime can pay. You know, you Prime can K.
Prime can pay. What?
Prime can pay. You rob a bank. You stash that. You come out.
You know, you got a big old bag buried in the woods somewhere.
Yeah, you used to be able to do that back in the day.
Yeah.
Can't do that
And then
now.
I watched this documentary, How to Make Money Dealing Drugs.
Yeah.
And it was all about the pharmaceutical industry, really. Yeah, I mean, you got like your street level dealers that are making $20 to $100, and then it's all the way up. And then they're like, and at the top, here it is, the government making trillions. Absolutely. And the pharmaceutical industry making trillions off drugs.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not falling for the propaganda. What is some propaganda you're not falling for? Matcha tastes like wet dirt. Matcha, is that tea, right? I asked Carter earlier. I think so. Okay.
Yeah, I've never had it.
Dirt tea.
Dirt tea. Having a dream job is propaganda, because why are we dreaming of labor?
Yes. They got it deep in our DNA now.
Sure do. Got us. Some propaganda this Tolo's not falling for. That men are poly by nature. Any man that says that will give you an STD.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, hey. We out here,
some people are.
Some more propaganda. Paying $500K for a house with neighbors.
Yeah, right on top of you.
Right on top of each other. You can see the family getting ready for dinner. It's crazy.
It does suck.
Yeah.
It's not. When you go to a neighborhood and somebody's got like nice space, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
This is a different level.
I want some water on my property. I need some water. I need a lake. I need a tank. I need something going on. What is some propaganda you're not falling for? Hey, Luther. People meeting, people laughing, dancing till my thoughts. Dak Prescott being a bad QB is some propaganda this guy's not falling for.
Salute.
I did
right
like
there with you.
903 said Cowboys are all in.
Yeah, it's propaganda for sure.
Definitely not. Not falling for that one again.
We're looking in the UFLs, and we're looking in rugbys. We're looking everywhere.
24/7. The team of UFLs and UDFAs. I love the idea of Jerry calling it rugbys. Looking
at the rugbys. Yeah. So propaganda you're not falling for. Tolo says that Apple is better than Android. That's some stuff he's not going with. Another Tolo says that Nico was wrong. Propaganda he's not falling for.
Oh, he's Team Nico.
He's Team Nico.
Might want to check out my Substack, Pure Gold as Always. Thanks for asking. Read about that.
Hold on, let me get my fried joint. I was listening to this one the other day.
Lucius, how about this one?
Bro, this is jamming, dog.
We care about our workers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's funny that you say that. Atolo says, at work, during a meeting, and your manager says, this is a safe place.
This is a safe place, yeah.
No, it's not.
We care about our workers here.
Safe place.
No, it's not. Hey, hey.
Batman's a superhero.
Is this the village people?
This is the village people, bro. They were jamming, dog.
They had a Navy dude.
They had a Navy dude. The village. The Navy. I mean, they're from the village, right?
They had a
Navy
dude.
That's a gay area in New York. Yeah. That part.
Studio 54.
Then he came out, came out last year and said, none of my songs are gay.
None of my songs are gay.
They're just ambiguously gay. By mistake, I did them all like that. And we're named the Village People.
Yeah.
And this guy's got his booty cheeks out in these chaps. This is how we do it.
Show business.
Yeah. With some more propaganda, that buying a home is better than renting.
Yeah.
That Adam Silver had nothing to do with Luka trade.
But thank you for the makeup on it, though.
Yeah, thank you.
We appreciate that.
What is that? Oh, this is toxic. That Diddy held Cassie hostage. He believes that is just propaganda. Wow. That Rangers bats are going to turn around. Propaganda. That's propaganda that, right
that's,
there.
That's just when you think we've turned the corner.
That's good. Yeah. More propaganda. That there's hot MILFs in my area waiting for me. Big propaganda right there. Last one, that milk provides strong bones.
Oh, no, it doesn't?
I don't know, man.
I'm on a hard milk kick at the house right now with these kids.
Yeah.
Get it in your body.
I can't do that too much milk like that.
Oh, yeah. That's bad.
Big deep ones, too. You know, ones that go.
Yeah. Send your nose hairs on the way up.
Yeah. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. Have fun with your pride. Holla.
There he goes, Lucius Alexander's LA Live every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. By the way, if you ever miss that G-Bag of the day, you can jump back there to 225 there with your Odyssey app. We replay the champion for you every day, then the G-Bag of the day itself.
at 5:30. All right, a lot of good stuff going on here, including Kamar Rocker back and on the hill tonight, and Adolis Garcia back in the starting lineup. But yeah, I mentioned my Substack, Pure Gold, as always, and if you jump on there, you'll get my breakdown on why I believe the Mavs did trade Luka Doncic, and why, while the return was horrible, I think it actually makes sense and might have been at the start of a pretty interesting trend. Tolbert Garage Door tomorrow, though, 30 in Mesquite. Eastsiders, we want to see you. Rockwall, Garland, Sunnyvale, Mesquite, you're all welcome tomorrow. Thanks to Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup, Woolchuck, and Chia Follow, and Brian Broaddus. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation at ease.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.